scripture reading for today will come from Luke 7, verses 1 through 10. I will read the odd verses, if you could all read the even verses together. When Jesus has finished saying all this to the people who were listening, he entered Capernaum.
There's a centurion servant whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die.
The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. Because he loves our nation and he has built our synagogue. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word and my servant will be healed.
For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it.
When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd following him, he said, I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel. Leave this following time to Pastor Tim.
我有今天讲到的大纲， 如果你手中有那个大纲的话呢， 都方便听到， 那么你可以带回去， 也能够方便记得。 我有今天讲到的大纲， 如果你手没有的话呢， 有呢， 就会帮助你听到， 也都可以带回家， 可以记得。 So I have an outline here. I trust that you have it. It will help you in the following the teaching. Okay, anyone needs it. Okay, make use of them, because let's not put them to waste. Anyone need it? Okay, you have it all? Harry, I see your hands empty. Everyone has it? Let's put them to good use. And also, looking. Yeah, look. Okay, thank you, Luke. Oh, I need to go ahead, please. Sorry. Sermon. Oh, right here, you need it? Because I need to look at it. Thank you. At the core of the gospel, right in the center of the gospel, is the kingdom of God.
福音的中心思想就是神国的降临。
God has long promised his people the messianic kingdom of God will come.
上帝很久之前已经应许过祂的弥赛亚的国度将会降临。
And God's people has been long waiting, expecting, and longing for it.
而神的子民一直在长年去盼望这件事。
And when God's kingdom came, it came with spectacular power and with spectacular authority.
当神的国降临的时候, 祂是带着令人惊讶的权柄和权能。
Now I've spoken before, I say the four gospel writers. Gospel writers really should be called four evangelists, because they are not just biographers, they are actually proclaiming the good news. See, the four evangelists painted four portraits of Jesus.
而四个福音的作者其实他们的身份是多个作者， 因为他们是根本上在传这个福音的。 而他们传这个福音的时候， 他们是将天国不同的角度表现出来。
Right, and each portray a particular aspect of Christ.
而每一个福音的书的作者都将神国其中一部分
For example, Matthew portrayed Jesus as a messianic king of the kingdom of God.
譬如马太就将, 耶稣是, 被人见到他是一个弥赛亚的王。
So the kingship of Christ is prominently displayed in the Gospel of Matthew.
所以我们在马太福音那里见到耶稣所表现出来是一个有王者这个身份。
And Mark portrayed Jesus as a servant king of the kingdom of God.
马可福音他作者约翰马可就将到耶稣表现是一个 仆人嘅君王呢个身份。
Not a warrior king, not a conquering king, but a servant king。
唔系一个南征北讨嘅皇帝，而系一个作众人仆人嘅王。
A suffering servant king of God's people in the kingdom of God。
系一个受苦嘅仆人。
And Luke portrayed Jesus as a savior of the world。
而路加就喺度系展现出呢个系全世所有世人嘅救赎主。
And the kingdom of God is open to Jews and to Gentiles。
呢个神嘅国就系开放俾唔单止犹太，亦都系俾外邦人。
For the salvation we found in the kingdom of God is available to all who would come to Christ in faith。
天国所带来嘅救赎系俾所有全世界嘅人嘅。
And John portrayed Jesus as the Son of God。
而约翰就将耶稣表现出系一个神儿子呢个身份。
The Son of God who is a sacrificial Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world。
系一个因代替世人受罪而献上一个受一个嘅羔羊。
And through faith in the atonement of Christ, we can come, we can enter into the kingdom of God。
我哋而直信心接受呢个赎罪，我哋就能够进入。神嘅国度。
Four different portraits，
四个唔同嘅角度。
Four different focuses and emphasis，
四个唔同嘅着重点。
But all have one thing in common，
有一个共同嘅共通处。
The power and the authority of the kingdom of God，
天国嘅权柄同埋权能。
The kingdom of God has come on earth because Jesus has entered into the world。
神的国降临，因为耶稣降临在这个世上。
We are celebrating the birth of Jesus。
我们今个月就庆祝主耶稣的降生。
It's actually a remembrance of the coming of the kingdom of God on earth。
是我们纪念到神国在这个降临这个地上这件事。
God the Son has taken on humanity。
神的儿子成为人的样式。
He has entered into the world, establishing the kingdom of God。
进入这个世界，建立神的国度。
And what do we see?
而我哋见到乜嘢咧
？We see power。
我哋见到权能。
We see authority。
我哋见到权柄。
Now we need to realize that power and authority are two different things。
我哋见到权能同权柄系两回事嚟嘅。
Power is ability to do something。
权能系可以有一个能力去完成一啲嘅事。
Authority is someone who is superior, giving you the right to do something。
而權柄就是一個高地位高過你的人給你一個准許去做一些事。
Possession of one does not necessarily mean possession of the other。
你有一樣東西不等於你有另外一樣。
You have power does not necessarily mean you have authority。
你有權能不等於你有權柄。
You have authority does not necessarily mean you have power。
你有權柄不等於你有權能。
For example, I have the power to discipline your children。
我有能力是 去管教你的仔。
I'm bigger, I'm not much that big, but I'm still bigger than your 3 years old。
我一定大过你三岁的仔。
And he runs fast, I know。
他可以跑得很快。
But still, in my old age, I can still run faster than a 3 year old。
我暂时都还可以快过他的。
He is strong, and I'm still a little stronger than he is。
三岁我都是仍然强壮过他。
I can take a stick and I can whack him if I see him doing something I don't like。
如果他做错事，我可以找条鸡毛扫打他。
That's power。
这个呢就是权能
能
力。
Okay, but do I have the authority to do that?
但我有没有这个权柄去做这件事呢？
No,
没有。
Power does not mean authority.
你有这个能力不等于你有这个权柄。
Someone may act like a boss.
有些人可以很喜欢是扮大佬。
That's power.
这个呢因为他有喜欢有这个能力有这个权力。
But that person may not have the authority to be the boss.
但他未必有这个权柄是去做这件事。
You remember 35 years ago, President Reagan was shot.
35年前列根总统是被行刺。
未刺死但是被枪伤。
被枪伤他。
There were quite a few hours Reagan was incapacitated.
咁咧有幾個鐘頭咧，列根總統係一個情況係幾危急嘅。
During those many hours, Secretary of State Alexander Haig took charge like he was the boss。
咁咧當時嗰幾個鐘頭裏邊，當時嘅國務卿希格咧就話事啦。
He told the press, "I'm in charge here."
咁佢對嗰啲新聞記者話：我而家係總負責人。
He had power。
佢有呢個能力。
He exercised great power。
佢可以行使一个好大嘅权力。
But did he have the authority to be the boss?
但系系咪有呢个权柄咧
？No, he didn't.
其实佢冇嘅。
Our constitution made provision that when the president is incapacitated，
喺我哋嘅宪法里边都讲到明，当如果我哋嘅总统系不能行使任何职务嘅时候
，It is a vice president who has the authority to exercise authority，
系副总统行使佢嘅职务
，Not the secretary of state，
唔系国务卿
，It was George Bush who had the authority to exercise power，
系老布殊当时系可以有呢个嘅权柄做呢啲事
，Not Alexander Haig，
唔系希格
，Alexander Haig took power without authority，
佢。攞呢个嘅权力，但系佢冇呢个权柄。
That was his downfall。
咁咧就开始佢嘅堕落。
You don't hear Alexander Haig anymore. Who remembers his name? Anybody?
你边个知？冇人知件事，冇人知个人啊。
But still, people still remember Bush Senior。
但系我哋仍然记得老布殊。
You see, same thing. A person who has authority does not necessarily mean he has power。
但系调转亦都啱喎。如果佢一个人有嗰个嘅权柄，佢未必有嗰个能力。
For example, in 1980, President Carter had the authority to command all the armed forces of the United States.
1980年嗰时，当时卡特仲系总统嘅时候，佢有嗰个权柄系去指挥三军。
It was authority given to him by the people of this country in the Constitution.
依个权柄系。所有美国人民选出嚟系俾个权柄佢去指挥三军嘅。
Okay, he sent special forces to Iran to rescue the hostages held there.
佢咧就派遣特种部队系去拯救困住喺伊朗嘅人质。
He had authority, but did he have power?
佢有呢个嘅权柄，但系佢有冇咁嘅能力咧
？Did he have the power to accomplish that mission?
佢有冇嗰个能力系去完成呢个任务
？No, he didn't.
冇。
That rescue mission was a complete fiasco.
那個簡直是慘敗收場。
He had the authority, but he did not have the power.
他有那個權柄，但是他沒有那個能力。
Many, many more examples of power without authority or authority without power.
很多很多例子，有權柄沒有能力，或者有能力但沒有權柄。
But not so with Jesus.
但耶穌不一樣。
Jesus who brought the kingdom of God on earth.
耶穌將天國帶來這個世上。
Everything he said was spoken.With power and authority.
一切佢口里边所讲嘅话都系有能力同埋有权柄嘅。
Everything he did was done with power and authority.
佢所做嘅事，从佢口话所做嘅事，都系带有权力、权能同埋权柄。
First of all, the power and authority of the kingdom is demonstrated in his words.
天国的权柄和权能就在他的话语那里展现出来
And that is demonstrated in his preaching
在他所颁布的教导里面展现出来
Now we come to the 7th chapter of Luke in our study in the series of Luke
我们在路加福音我们现在查到是第七章
It was right after Luke's record of Jesus preaching or sermon on the plain
这件事呢是在耶稣在一个平原上讲到之后的
Now again you rememberLuke is an abbreviated version of Sermon on the Mount by Matthew.
嗱，咁咧依個平原上嘅教導咧，其實係登山寶訓嘅一個縮短版。
Okay, Matthew recorded in detail 3 chapters, 111 verses of Jesus' teaching.
馬太福音啊，登山寶訓講咗三章110節嘅。
And Luke's abbreviated version is only 33 verses.
但係而路加福音咧，只係講咗30幾節，係第六章裏邊嘅啫。
Both are records of Jesus' inauguration proclamation.
呢啲都係耶穌佢係呢個宣告天國嘅權柄嘅時候所頒布嘅一切話語。
Jesus is announcing to the world the nature of the kingdom of God。
耶穌喺度講到俾我哋睇天國究竟係一樣咩嘅回事。
And Jesus is proclaiming the character of the citizens of those who belong in the kingdom of God。
佢亦都話俾我哋知，作為天國嘅子民，佢哋有應該有啲咩嘅品格。
And Jesus is declaring to the world。
而耶穌喺呢度係向全世界宣布
God's revolutionary new society, revolutionary new humanity, new creation。
喺呢度宣布到神對我哋一個全新革命性嘅一個全新嘅社會，一個全新嘅人。
And how did the world react to Jesus' words?
而呢個世界點樣係去對耶穌嘅話有反應咧
？With utter amazement，
只可以感到驚愕。
Verse 28 chapter 7 at the end of the Sermon on the Mount.
在28節第6章28節，佢嗰度講到。
When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowd were amazed at his teaching.
当他讲完这些话时，群众都惊奇他口里所说的一切话。
Because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law.
因为他是带着权柄，说不像其他教师。
The world was not only astonished by the content of Jesus' words.
世界不单止对于耶稣所讲的感到惊愕。
The world was stunned by the authority with which Jesus taught his word.
而是直头是耶稣对耶稣所讲是直头感到震惊。
The world was impressed with Jesus' authority.
世界对于耶稣所带来所展现出来的权柄是感到非常之惊愕。
But did Jesus have the power to back up?
他有没有这个能力，但耶稣有没有能力是去支持他的权柄呢？
Well, he spoke, he taught.
他讲话是没有权柄了。
But did he have the power in deeds that would back up his authority of words?
而他讲话，他做的也是有那个权能是去。
He certainly did.
一定有。
Right after the finishing of the sermon.
在他讲完道之后。
It's a long series of healing.
那就是一大串的事件，就是关于他医治的事。
Jesus healed the sick.
他医治病人。
Jesus fed the hundreds or thousands.
喂养成千上万的人。
Walk on water.
行在水上。
Still the storms.
静止这个的风暴。
Drove out demons.
赶走邪灵。
Made lepers clean, cleansed.
洁净患麻风的人。
Restore the sight of the blind.
使瞎子得看见。
Restore the speech of the mute.
使口哑的能够说话。
Restore the mobility of the crippled.
瘸子能够走路。
Everything Jesus did was done with amazing power.
他一切所做的行的神迹都是带有能力。
So amazing that Matthew records the reaction of the world.
马太就他这样讲到世界的反应是怎样。
In Matthew 9,
马太福音第九章。
Matthew said the crowd was amazed and said nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel.
在以色列从来没有见过这样的事。
Jesus has power.
耶稣是有能力。
Jesus has authority.
他有权柄。
And Jesus demonstrated convincingly, amazingly, and consistently.
他是用一个无可抗拒的方法去展现出、这个、
the power and authority of the kingdom of God.
展现出天国的权柄和权能。
Now what does that tell us?
咁我哋又点样对我哋嚟讲系咩意思咧
？It tells us that God's power and God's authority have visibly, audibly, tangibly come to contend, come to struggle, come to fight, come to war against the power and authority of Satan.
就话俾我哋知，神国嘅降临系对呢个撒旦作出一个总攻击，系可以见得到、摸得到、感觉得到一件事。
It tells us that God has openly declared to Satan.
就是讲到话，呢个系对魔鬼撒旦一个宣告。
My kingdom has come.
我的天国已经来临。
And my kingdom is on collision course with yours.
系正面嘅与你嚟冲突。
And from that day, since Jesus took on humanity, from the day Christ was born,
从那一日开始，耶稣成为肉身降临喺呢个世上。
The kingdom of God has been advancing.
天国就一路一路咁样进展。
And the kingdom of Satan has been retreating.
撒旦嘅国度一路咁样后退。
I mean, it's like December 7, 1941.
就好似1941年12月7日咁样。
It's like June 6, 1944.
好似1944年6月6日当日咁样。
The war ahead will still be long and costly.
喺面前嘅战争仍然系漫长嘅。
But the battle is joined.
但是那个战局的结果已经定了。
The kingdom of God has landed.
天国已经降临在这个世上。
And there will eventually be a day of final victory.
一定会等到是最后胜利的一天。
For the king has come.
因为我们的王已经来到。
Bringing his kingdom with power and authority.
将他的国带给我们见到他的权能和权柄。
So the power and authority of the kingdom of God is A.Heard in Jesus' words.
所以天国的权柄和权能在耶稣所讲的话里面我们可以见得到。
And be seen in Jesus' works.
是他从耶稣的事工里面可以见得到。
And now see The power and authority of kingdom gives life.
我们接下来看就是一个赐予生命的能力。
See, most of Jesus' works are works of healing.
很多耶稣他所做的事工都是医治的事工。
Sick are healed.
得病的医治。
Bleeding stop.
患血漏病的血停了血。
Fever gone.
发烧的他已经退炎。
Blind receive sight.
黑眼的看见。
Mute receive speech.
哑巴能够讲话。
Cripple receive mobility.
瘸子能够行路。
And so on and so on. These are power and authority to give life.
可以见得到这些是给人有一个新的生命。
Giving life to those who are lifeless.
给一个再没有生命的能够重新得一个生命。
Even the most spectacular, the dead are raised from the grave.
甚至更加令人惊奇就是令人从死里复活。
Even Lazarus.
拉撒路,
dead for days.
死了三日,
sealed and buried behind a sealed tomb.
被埋葬在坟墓里面,
he came back to life.
他仍然复活。
But you realize, don't you, that all those who were healed by Jesus, even those who came back to life from the dead, eventually will get sick again and die again.
但有没有发觉那些病了的人或者他们瘸腿的甚至从死里复活的他们 最后都是会再一次病或者甚至死亡。
You remember Jairus, you know, in Latin, J should be pronounced Y in Hebrew too. Jairus. You remember Jairus' daughter? She was dead.
大家记得艾鲁的女儿吗?
And Jesus brought her back to life. Well, she will die again.
虽然她是从死里复活，但她最后都是会死的。
Even Lazarus, who were in the tomb for days, and Jesus brought him back out.
拉撒路从坟墓里面死了三日而复活。
He would die again.
他会再死一次。
So the life that Jesus gave back to the people during those 3 years of ministry really should be called resuscitation.
他其实 我们可以看到耶稣他当时所行的复活的神迹，其实可能是好像我们一个昏迷的人，我们对他进行一个心肺的复苏这样。
Not the real resurrection.
这个不是一个真的复活。
For those who have been giving life again will one day lose it.
他们重新得到这个生命，他们会再一次失去。
And they will have to wait for the final resurrection.
他们需要等到最后的复活。
But the real life that Jesus gives,
但是耶稣所赐一个真实的生命,
was his power and authority to forgive sins.
那个生命就是有一个权能和权柄是去原谅我们的罪。
Again and again, Jesus would say to people, your sins are forgiven.
他一次一次地说你的罪得蒙赦免。
See, those, they were not physically sick.
很多当时耶稣很多的听众，他们未必是真的身体上有病。
You remember the woman that was caught in the act of adultery, John chapter 8?
约翰福音第八章里面行淫被捉的那个女人。
She was very healthy.
她很健康的。
But she was very sick in spirit.
但她灵里面是非常不足,
she was very sick before God.
她在神面前是一无可夸，是一个罪恶满贯的人。
You remember those tax collectors?
你记得那些税吏啊?
Levi and Zacchaeus.
利未撒该,
they were very strong in physical health.
他们身体很强壮啊,
but they were certainly very sick before God.
但在神面前他们的生命是充满罪恶。
And Jesus gave them new life.
但耶稣在那一刻给他们一个新的生命。
Because Jesus gave them forgiveness of sins.
因为耶稣亲自原谅了他们的罪。
Matthew 9.
马太福音第九章,
recorded a paralytic, a paralyzed person.
说到一个是瘫痪的人。
Matthew 9 verse 2 tells us that when Jesus saw their faith,
当耶稣讲九章二节讲到，当耶稣看见那班人的信心的时候,
he said to the paralytic, he said, take heart, sons, your sins are forgiven.
他跟那个瘫痪的人说什么呢? 我亲爱的儿子，你的罪蒙赦免了。
Jesus said, your sins are forgiven before he healed his physical problem.
耶稣是宣布他的罪赦免先于他的医治。
See, Jesus solved his spiritual problem first.
耶稣其实是见到他属灵里面的问题。
See, the new lives, lives the forgive, with the forgiveness of sin was a life that can never be lost.
当一个人有一个真正的生命, 这个生命是罪, 得蒙赦免的这个新的生命是不会失去。
And the religious leadership resented Jesus bitterly for that.
但是当时的宗教领袖对耶稣却非常憎恨。
They challenged Jesus, who gave you the authority to forgive sins?
他们质问耶稣谁给一个权柄你去原谅人的罪。
Well, God did.
当然是神啊。
His sacrifice on the cross has a power to take away sins.
他在十字架上的牺牲是能够将罪带拿走。
When we trust in Christ as our atonement,
当我们将我们信心摆在这个赎罪，他为我们摆上赎罪祭的时候，我们就有这个福分。
And the Lord Jesus has the authority to forgive sins.
而耶稣也都有这个权柄是去原谅人的罪。
Because God has given him the authority to forgive sins.
因为这个权柄是神给他的。
You see, a forgiven life is real life indeed.
因为一个得蒙赦免的生命是一个真性的生命。
No, I keep repeating the same thing. Yes, I know because it's necessary.
我一路咁样不断重复讲呢样，因为呢一样系非常之重要。
So many people tell me this.
好多人同我咁样讲。
And I even hear it from Christians.
甚至我亦都同呢啲嘢基督徒口中咁样知道嘅。
I keep repeating it because those who hear me haven't learned the lesson.
纵然我不停咁样讲，好多人其实都唔知道呢啲嘢。
So I remind you, encourage you, don't talk like a pagan.
所以我希望你哋唔好系一啲未信嘅人，一啲异教徒，佢哋咁样讲嘢。
Don't think like an unbeliever.
唔好好似佢哋咁样谂嘢。
Because an unbeliever, because a pagan will tell you this.
因为一个不信嘅人或者一个拜其他宗教人，佢会咁样讲。
If you have good life, if you have health, you have everything.
你身体好就乜都有。
If you don't have life, you have nothing.
你身体唔好就乜都冇。
And I hear Christians saying the same thing.
基督徒都会咁讲噶。
And I will not stop correcting you.
我一定会改，我一定会更正你。
Do you talk like that?
你乜你咁样讲嘢咩？
Do you think like that?
你乜你咁样谂噶？
Pagans do, unbelievers do.
未信者拜其他教嘅人就会咁讲啫。
Because no matter how good, no matter how long a life you may live on earth.
无论你在世上有几长寿，你身体几好都好。
What good is it if it is an unforgiven life?
你的罪未得仍然在你身上的时候，有这个你的生命有什么那么好？
What good is it if you have an unpayable debt around your neck?
如果你在你的生命里面有一个不能偿还的债务的时候，你有什么那么好？
What good is it if you stand before God and there's still the debt of sin hanging around your neck?
在神面前，你的罪债仍然挂在你的颈上。
No, no, no.
你千祈不要这样想。
Real life is not consist of health or longevity.
一个好的人生不是身体好，一个不是长寿的。
Real life is a forgiven life.
一个真正的生命是一个罪得蒙赦免的生命。
A forgiven life before man and before God.
在人在神面前得蒙赦免。
That is what Jesus meant when he said, even if you should gain the whole world but forfeit your life, what good does that do you?
所以耶稣讲话，你若赚得全世界却失掉自己生命，那有什么好处呢？
And Jesus had the power and the authority to give life.
而耶稣就有那个权能和权柄是去赐予你一个新的生命。
At times, it will be healing and restoration of physical ailments.
当然有时候是会带来你身体上的康复。
But for all who come to him in faith,
但当一切是凭信心来到他面前的时候，
Jesus has the power and the authority to give life eternal.
而他能够赐给你一个永恒的生命。
Not just resuscitation.
不是一个临时的复苏，
but resurrection before God's presence，
而是 在神面前末日的时候能够复活，
and resurrection into God's presence，
而这个复活是进入神的国，
not just temporary healing of physical ailments，
不是暂时从你患病的身体中得到释放，
but eternal forgiveness from God，
但是从神而来一个永恒的释放。
Satan and his power has kept all humanity from God's forgiveness for too long。
撒旦在我们身上压制太久，令到我们不能够得到神的宽恕。
But when Jesus came into the world，
但当耶稣来到世上的时候，
bringing and establishing the kingdom of God on earth，
他带在地上建立神的国度，
and by his death and resurrection，
通过他的死和复活，
he broke into the kingdom of Satan，
佢就喺撒旦嘅国度打开一个破口。
He demolished the strongholds in Satan's kingdom。
佢喺呢个撒旦嘅堡垒度开始打开一个破口，进行破坏。
And the kingdom of God has been advancing ever since。
而从那日开始，神嘅国度就不断咁样进展。
And the kingdom of Satan has been retreating ever since。
而撒旦嘅国度一路咁样后退。
Now I know I'm looking at the clock. This is a long, long introduction to the rest of the series in Luke。
啊，原来我讲咗咁耐，只系一个引言嚟嘅啫。
The kingdom of God，
神嘅国度
，and the blessing the kingdom of God brings，
而呢个所带嚟嘅福分
，is a framework for the rest of our study in Luke。
就系我哋查《路加福音》呢个嘅一个参考嘅框架。
The kingdom and authority of God comes in power and authority。
神嘅国系用以一个权能同埋权柄降临
，and brings blessing to all those who enter it。
为所有一切进入神国的人带来福分。
Now turn your attention please to the text that we read earlier.
我们刚刚读的经文，我们现在看一看。
I promise you'll be quicker than the introduction.
那你就会比起我刚刚所讲的短一点。
A very familiar story.
一个很大家很熟悉的故事。
A Roman centurion had a servant.
一个百夫长有一个仆人。
Whom he loved dearly, whom he valued most highly.
他是一个非常好的仆人，而这个百夫长非常之喜爱他。
But the servant was mortally sick.
但这个仆人是病得快要死了。
And the centurion had heard of the power and authority of Jesus in his works.
那百夫长听到耶稣的事。
He knew that how Jesus can heal. So he went, I'm saying here, he sent elders of the Jews to Jesus.
那呢就打发犹太人里面一个几个的长老就去托佢去揾耶稣
，asking Jesus to come and heal his servant。
咁咧就希望耶稣去佢屋企系去拯救呢个嘅仆人。
And to cut the story short, Jesus healed the centurion's servant at a distance。
咁咧耶稣系要佢咁样医好佢个仆人
，without touching him，
冇摸过佢
，without even uttering a word，
一句话都冇讲过。
At least Luke did not record if Jesus had actually said anything。
或者路加喺度讲，冇记载到耶稣喺讲过对百夫长或者佢仆人讲过任何说话。
The centurion servant was given the gift of life。
佢就呢个仆人就已经得到呢个重生嘅机会。
And by implication，
所以我哋可以喺度估猜度得到。
The centurion found entry into the kingdom of God and enjoy the blessing of the kingdom of God。
可以在这里我们估到其实百夫长就这个事是得到这个永生的盼望和进入神的国度。
And the details in between teach us four lessons about the blessing of the kingdom of God.
在这件事里面我们是见到有四样东西关于神天国的福分。
Well, one, the kingdom of God and its blessing therein open to all.
是这个第一就是这个天国是为所有人开放。
We have to remember this centurion was an outsider of the covenant of God.
记住这个百夫长是罗马人是在神的约之外的。
Well, it is true, Luke tells us that he was highly regarded, well regarded by the Jews.
虽然路加说话就是这个百夫长在犹太人当中是有一个好名声。
But still, in Jewish society, he was a Gentile, he was excluded from the covenantal blessings of God.
但是呢在犹太人的信仰里面无论他地位几好都好他都是在这个神的约之外的人。
He was excluded from the covenantal privileges.
他没有神所立的约的福分。
He may have been a very good man.
他可能是一个好的人。
He may even have been a God-fearing man.
甚至他可能是一个敬畏神的人。
But when he comes to worship God, at best he can only come as far as the court of Gentiles in the temple.
但他就算 去圣殿去朝拜神的时候他只可以在外邦人院那里他不可以再进去了。
I mean, in comparative to that, if you come to worship, at best you can just stay out there. Now, would that be nice?
那就是说好像如果我们教会的话呢他只可以站在外面的走廊那里他不能进来。
He could not go any further, any closer to God.
他不能够就隔绝了他不能够再接近神。
But at the end of this passage, we see that by the power and authority of Jesus,The blessing of the kingdom was his to possess.
但是我们在这段经文见到到最后的时候他也得到这个天国的福分。
That's a revolutionary new character of the kingdom of God.
那这个天国所表现出来的位格是一个革命性的。
You see, before Christ, the blessing of God's covenantal love was restricted only to children of Abraham, only the Jews.
在旧约里面，这个天国的福分只是给亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Confined, limited only to the Jews.
只是限于犹太人先拥有。
Before Christ, you and I are excluded.
在基督来之前，其实我和你都是在这个救恩之外。
But in Christ,
但是 在基督里面
，the gate into the kingdom of God is open.
进入天国的大门打开了。
Open to all those who would receive Christ.
就是为到一些愿意接受耶稣的人而打开。
That's the first lesson.
第一，这个我们学到的。
The second lesson is possession of the blessing of kingdom of God.Begins with poverty of spirit.
第二就是当我们去怎么开始拥有这个福分呢，就是在灵里面我们是知道自己是贫穷。
虚心的人有福利。Good, thank you. That is what Jesus meant when he first preached his first sermon.
但是他耶稣在登山宝训里面一开始就讲。
And the first thing he said.
一开始讲什么？
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
虚心的人有福了。
For theirs is the kingdom of God.
因为他们必蒙得见神的国。
You notice, don't you, how this centurion was very different from the elders of the Jews.
嗱，我哋喺度慢慢睇下，见到呢个百夫长其实同嗰啲犹太人嘅长老唔一样。
I really wish, really hope that you have a Bible in your hand.
嗱，我哋打开圣经睇啊。
And okay, if not, I think maybe Luke can very quickly, please, if possible. Okay, let's look at verse 6.
我们看第六节
Luke chapter 7 verse, thank you. So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say, Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof.
耶稣就和那几个长老去，离那家不远的时候，百夫长派几个朋友来说，主啊，不必劳驾，因为你来到舍下，我实在不敢当。
And take a look at verse 7.
第七节
He said, this is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you.
因为第七节他说到，我也觉得自己没有资格去见你。
That is an excellent illustration of poverty of spirit.
就是在他里面，这句话见得到他承认他自己属灵里面的贫乏。
He was a centurion.
他是一个百夫长。
Well, it is true, not exactly the highest of army ranks.
虽然他不是军队里面最高军阶的人。
He was only a commander of 100 men.
他手下是大概有100人的部队。
In American army today, a lieutenant commands a platoon of 40.
咁咧喺我哋美国军队里面，我哋一个军位已经是有40人在他手下了。
A captain, I think is 中尉。A captain commands a company of 150.
一个中尉就手下有150人左右。
So this centurion was somewhere between a lieutenant and a captain.
咁他可能是一个少尉和一个中尉之间的官阶啦。
Not exactly the highest ranking of commanders.
不是一个很高军阶的一个人。
But still, he was an officer of the Imperial Roman Army.
但他仍然是罗马帝国的军队里面一个的军人。
He was a conqueror.
他是一个的征服者。
And the Jews were a conquered people.
而犹太人是被征服的人民。
See, this centurion was a man of power and authority too.
这个百夫长在当时犹太社会也是一个有权力亦都有权柄的人。
He represented the might and glory of the Roman Empire.
他代表的是罗马帝国的嘅能力同埋嘅佢嘅光榮。
Yeah, and any other centurion would parade himself among the Jews.
一切所有嘅即係百夫長都喺猶太人社會當中係受到一定嘅尊重。
Riding high on a war horse.
佢哋行過街或者咩地方都係騎住一啲駿馬。
Right, strutting his feathered helmet.
咁佢可以好好優雅去展現佢嘅軍隊嘅那個頭盔。
He had every right to think that, now what do I have need from these Jews?
咁佢其實可以諗話，我其實要靠依班猶太人做咩啫
？And yet, before this little rabbi named Jesus,
但係喺一個毫無權勢一個老師一個教師
，from this obscure town called Nazareth,
喺一個不知名嘅地方，從拿撒勒依個都唔知咩地方嚟一個嘅聖經教師
，in a little province called Judea。
在一个小的省份叫犹大的行省那里
He would say, Jesus, you are my Lord.
佢话主耶稣你系我嘅主。
I'm not deserving of you。
我唔配见你。
I'm not worthy before you。
我喺你面前系无价值。
But I need you。
但系我需要你。
I need you to give life。
我需要你赐一个新嘅生命。
This is poverty of spirit at work。
呢个就系喺佢承认到佢自己属灵里边嘅贫乏。
Kingdom blessing begins with poverty of spirit。
天国嘅福分就系从呢一度开始。
Third lesson, kingdom blessing are enjoyed by grace。
而第三样就系、是、天国嘅福分系从恩典得嚟嘅。
The centurion entered the kingdom of God because of his poverty of spirit。
嗱，呢个百夫长进入。因为他承认灵里面的贫乏而进入这个天国。
And the elders of the Jews illustrate for us a totally opposite spirit.
而当他身边的犹太人长老呢，反而就看到是另外一个的反例子。
Okay, these elders of the Jews illustrate for us the spirit of deserving God's blessing because of self-righteousness.
他觉得自己值得有这个神的国度，这个福分是因为他们的自己的义行。
Look with me in verse 4.
我们看第四节。
It says, when they came to Jesus, that is, you know, the elders of the Jews coming to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, this man deserves to have you do this because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue.
你看到他们当时那些犹太人的教师，他们想的就是我做了好事，所以有这些福分。他说你及他行这事，因为他是配得的，他爱这些犹太人，为他们建造这些会堂，这些好事，所以他是配受这个福分。
Do you see the stark contrast of spirit?
所以你们见到两个很大的反差。
The centurion said, I don't deserve that you should come under my roof.
白夫长说我不配你来我家。
I don't even consider myself worthy before you.
甚至我觉得我不配是去见你添。
But the elders of the Jews said, this man deserved to have you do this.
但是那些当时的犹太长老就说，这个人是值得你帮他做这些事。
And you better do it, Jesus.
你最好做啊。
You owe him.
你欠他啊。
We owe him.
我们每个人都欠他。
Our nation owe him.
我们犹太人都欠了他。
He has an IOU in his hand, and he has a right to lay claim on us.
他好像手里面拿着一张债券这样向我们追债。
And Jesus, you had better pay him back.
你最好现在帮他。
You see, so in the mentality of the Jewish elders, this centurion is a worthy receiver of God's blessing.
所以犹太人当时他想这个百夫长是值得配受这个天国的福分。
And God has an obligation.
但是而神呢是有是应当去这样做的。
Well, were the elders of the Jews correct?
那犹太人他们长老讲的是对
的。Of course they were.
当然他们觉得对的。
Well, they said the centurion loved our nation.
他说这个百夫长爱我们犹太人。
The centurion built the Jews their synagogue.
为我们 起这些的会堂。
Perfect credential to earn God's blessing.
是进入天国一个百分之一百完美的
资格。
资格
是啊。If you think God operates on a merit system,
如果你相信神的国度是从一个论功行赏这个角度去看的话，一定是的。
Okay, under the Old Testament, that would have been very reasonable.
在旧约里面，这个非常之合理。
And this man, this centurion, has done so much for God.
这个百夫长为神为以色列人做了很多事。
He therefore deserved to receive God's blessing in return.
所以他需要有这个赏赐。
But these elders of the Jews failed to see that the eternal kingdom of God has come.
但是这班的长老他们看不到一个神永恒的国度已经降临。
And the eternal kingdom of God no longer operates under the old covenant.
神这个永恒国度不是再只是单靠旧约。
The eternal kingdom of God now operates under the new covenant.
而这个神的国度，永恒的国度是用新约来到运行的。
A new covenant of grace.
一个恩典的国度。
You know, the truth of all humanity is this.
一个我们人性的真相是怎样呢？
No matter how much good you have done with your hand,
无论我们手里面做多少的好事，
all the good that you have done is done with a sinful hand.
我们一切手所做的好事都是从我们带有罪污的心里面所发出的。
The centurion loved the Jewish nation.
当然这个百夫长很爱这些犹太人。
That his heart has a loving heart for the Jews.
他心里面是有这个爱心在这里。
But within the same heart are hidden with other sins.
但是同一个心他其实有其他的罪在他心里面。
And the centurion may have built a synagogue for the Jews.
他可能起一个犹太人的会堂。
But the money he contributed to different degree are dirty money.
但有一部分的钱他用这些起来可能是一些污糟钱来的。
And the elders of the Jews failed to see that.
那些犹太人的长老未必见得到这件事。
But the centurion never brag and never boast about the good that he has done.
这个百夫长没有为过他自己所做的夸口。
The centurion has poverty of spirit.
他是见得到他自己灵里面的贫乏。
Because he sees his unworthiness before God.
他见到他在神面前是不配。
Now what made him see his unworthiness?
凭什么他见到他自己的不配呢?
That's the mystery of the power of God.
这个就是天国一个很大的奥秘。
Opening the eyes of man to see his need for Christ.
怎样是打开我们眼见到我们的不配见到我们的罪。
That's grace.
这个也是恩典。
Not bookkeeping.
不是一个数簿。
Not bookkeeping of how much good you have done and how much therefore God owes you.
不是一个数簿记载我们做了多少好事而我们有一个在手上神我们给神一个欠单。
That's the difference between Christ and every other religious leader.
这个就是耶稣和其他宗教领袖的一个很大的不同的。
If you are still operating under this mentality,
如果我们还是凭着一个论功行赏这个的想法的话
I must do so much good.So that God is obligated to me to bless me.
我做了这么多好事为什么神不为我赐福呢
You can never do enough.
其实我们没有可以做够足够的事。
No calculation of how many brownie points you have collected and therefore God owes you.
无论我们积了多少积了多少阴德多少的善行我们都不可以说神欠我们。
Or God must give you back.
而神是需要去给回我一些的东
西。You see, if God loves you because what we have done, and therefore we deserve God's love, that's not love anymore.
如果我们做了好事而说神值得神的爱的话，那这个根本上不是爱。
That's only a payback.
只是一个回报。
What value is there when someone gives something to you only as a payback, not as a gift?
你努力做的事而人家给你，那其实有什么值得？
If God forgive us because we have done enough penance,
如果我们是做了很多善行而做了很多好事而神说哦好了我原谅你了
That's not grace, is it?
这个不是恩典
That's only payback.
这个只是一个的回报
What good is there in God's forgiveness if it is only a payback and not a free gift?
如果神的爱只是一个回报的话有这么一个值得大不了
That make God so small, so very small.
而神在这个就变得非常之渺小。
But the centurion enjoyed the blessing of God because he sees it as grace.
但是这个百夫长见得到这个神的爱是一个恩典。
So one, the kingdom of blessing is available to all men if they will come to Christ.
所以这个天国的福分是给到一些愿意来到神的面前。
Two, kingdom blessing begins with poverty of spirit.
第二，这个神这个福分是从灵里面的贫乏我们认识开始
Three, kingdom blessing is received by grace
而我们是藉着这个恩典得到的
And fourthly, kingdom blessing is received through faith
也都是通第四是通过信心而得到
Can you please look down at verse 9 with me
我们看第九节
When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him
当耶稣听见这个时候就很惊奇
And this is verse 9 And turning to the crowd following him, he said, I tell youI have not found such great faith even in Israel.
他就转身对跟随的话我告诉你这些这样的信心我在以色列中是从来没见过。
Jesus was amazed at what he said.
耶稣对于百夫长所讲的话非常惊奇。
Now, what did he say that amazed Jesus?
他讲了什么令到耶稣这么惊奇呢?
Jesus gave him the highest of praise.
耶稣在这里给到一个非常之高的称赞。
No one in Israel has received such high praise.
没人在以色列可以得到这个耶稣这样的称赞。
And when the highest honor among Jewish society is given out, it was given to a Gentile.
当耶稣俾到即系一班人一个最高嘅称赞嘅时候，吓俾咗一个外邦人嘅。
For what did Jesus praise him so highly？
点解耶稣咁赞赏佢
？Jesus praised him for his faith，
赞赏佢信心。
See the Jewish nation should have expressed such faith to Jesus。
嗱喺耶稣所见得到咧，其实啲犹太人先应该有咁嘅信心噶。
Because after all, the Jewish nation, Jewish people have been receiving God's blessing for hundreds of generations。
因为喺百几年好多世代，以色列国、以色列民已经系得到神嘅祝福。
The Jews have been experiencing God's unfailing covenantal love and faithfulness for 2,000 years。
而当时嘅犹太人已经喺神呢个嘅一个不变嘅爱嘅约里边系已经得到祝福有成2000多年啦。
And yet, not a single one in these privileged Jews has ever expressed such faith。
但系一个咁有本身咁好出身咁有福分嘅犹太人当中，冇人有一个咁嘅信心。
It was a Gentile, a Roman conqueror who has such faith。
系一个罗马嘅军人。
And how did he express such faith?
他怎么讲呢?
He said to Jesus, just say the word.
他说, 你讲就得了。
My servant will be healed.
我的仆人就会得蒙医治。
That is saving faith at work.
这个就是他对耶稣的信心而令到他得救。
Now how is saving faith evident in his life?
他的生命里面见得到这件事是怎样呢?
Well, first, he trusted in the power of Jesus' words.
他相信耶稣所讲话的能力。
He said to Jesus, "You don't need to come to my house."
你话佢话我，你唔需要嚟我屋企。
You don't need to diagnose my servant.
你唔需要去亲自睇我个仆人。
You don't need to touch him.
你唔需要摸佢。
You don't need to write a prescription.
你唔需要开药单。
Just say the word and he will be healed.
你只需要讲佢就得蒙医治。
That is trusting in the power of Jesus' words.
就系信到耶稣所讲话嘅权能。
Secondly, saving faith is submission.
第二，佢嘅系一个一个嘅
降服，
降服
submission under Jesus' authority.
系降服喺耶稣佢嘅权柄之下。
Thank you so much, Luke. You are up there. Look at verse 8 with me, please.
喺第八节。
For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one go and he goes, and that one come and he comes.And I say to my servant, do this, and he does it.
因为我自己是在别人的权柄之下，亦都有军人在我的权柄之下。我对这个人讲话，去，他就去。你对另一个话，来这里，他就来了。
Yeah, okay.
对我仆人讲话，你做这个，他就会做。
No, a centurion, okay, is in a lower rank, of course, have higher superior officers above him.
百夫长上面有千夫长啊。
So he understood what submission to authority meant.
所以他是一个顺服在权柄之下的人。
And he had 100 men under him.
而他手下有100人。
So he understood very well what obedience to authority meant.
所以他知道顺服在权柄之下是什么回事。
So he is saying to Jesus, you have the power to save.
所以他跟耶稣说，你有这个能力是去医治。
You have the authority and I am willing and ready to submit under your authority.
而你是有权柄，所以我愿意降服在你的权柄之下。
You see, in earlier verse, he already addressed Jesus as Lord.
他在之前已经说，已经称呼耶稣为主啊。
He said, Lord, don't trouble yourself.
主啊，不必劳驾。
You see, Lord can be a polite address.
啲人讲话主啊，可能系一个即系礼貌上嘅称呼啊。
I mean, it's equivalent to us calling somebody sir.
就好似我哋讲话先生
，Mr.
呢位先生，尊贵先生咁。
See, this centurion could have used the word Lord as a generic address to Jesus as sir.
佢可以只系即系嘅意思话，即系尊贵先生咁讲。
But when we interpret that Lord, sir, with the rest of the passage,
但系当我哋睇到话。从其他经文接住来睇，佢讲呢个主啊，就系唔系只系一个尊贵先生咁解。
When we see how he trusted in the power of Jesus' words，
但系我哋见到就当我哋系喺耶稣嘅权柄之下嘅话
，and how he submitted himself under Jesus' authority，
佢系降服喺耶稣嘅权柄之下。
We have to conclude that he is addressing Jesus. You are the God I worship.
而佢呢个讲嘅主啊，就系话。你是一个我所敬拜的神。
You are the master, you are the Lord, I am ready to submit under.
你是我的主，我愿意在你的权柄下。
That is saving faith at work.
这个就是得救的信心。
Trusting a life in the power of Jesus' words.
将我的生命摆到在耶稣讲话的权能之下。
Submitting a life under the authority of Jesus.
将我们的生命摆在耶稣的权柄之下。
That is saving faith.
这个就是一个得救的信心。
And that faith has life-giving value.
这个就是一个有新的生命的一个信心。
And that is a faith that Jesus praised.
这个信心就是耶稣所赞赏的。
You see, the kingdom of God is the overriding theme that connects four gospels, all four gospels.
这个天国的权柄权能，这个主题是其实在四福音里面都有显现出来。
The kingdom of God has come when Christ Jesus was born.
当耶稣降生的时候，天国的权柄权能已经来到了世上。
And it has dealt a death blow to the power and authority of Satan.
而在这个的降临是为到撒旦在地上这个的国度落了一个致命的一击。
Through the death and resurrection of Christ.
藉着主耶稣的受死和复活。
And ever since the resurrection morning,
自从耶稣复活那一日开始，
The kingdom of God has been advancing and inviting you to enter.
天国不断的在扩展，而也都是邀请我们每一个人进入。
And the blessing of the kingdom of God is for you, for all who would enter it.
是给你，给到愿意进入去的人。
It is the motivation and the content of our evangelism.
这个就是我们传福音的动力。
It is a message of the gospel.
这个就是福音的信息。
Are you sure you are included in the kingdom of God?
你是不是肯定你在天国里面呢？
You see, you understand that you are in the United States.
当然你知道你现在是在美国里面。
Maybe not everyone, but I'm sure a lot of people would very much covet that green card.
虽然未必个都是，但是其实我们每个人都希望有这个美国的绿卡。
And you wish that 5 years of waiting will be quickly over so you can naturalize into citizenship.
当你有这个绿卡之后，你希望这5年快快手手过，你就可以成为美国的公民。
But the kingdom of God is far more worthy.
但是这个天国是比这个地上的美国更加值得我们去追求。
I tell my children, you know, if you really know history, there are a lot of pages in American history books that are not very glorious.
但我教历史，所以我同啲细路讲话，当你读美国历史嘅时候，其实好多页都系不光彩。
所以 therefore I say to them, I am much much more thankful to be in this country than I am proud.
我哋系其实系为咗喺呢个国家感到感恩多过人。为这个国家引以为傲。
There's so much we should be thankful for.
我们应该为到很多事来到感恩。
But you and I realize, right, don't you, that the glory of this country will not last forever.
但是我们知道一个国家的光荣，它荣耀是不会永远下去。
Because all kingdoms on earth come and go.
因为地上的王国来来去去。
But the kingdom of God.
但是神的国。
Eternal.
是永恒的。
Come.
来啦
！Will only advance.
佢嚟到就系一路一路咁样嘅。
Will only grow in greater and greater glory.
会越嚟越大嘅荣耀。
Greater and greater justice and peace.
会更大嘅公义同和平。
Because it is God's kingdom.
因为呢个系上帝嘅国度。
And you, please be sure you are part of it.
希望你亦都系当中嘅分子。
That's the invitation.
这个是对你的邀请。
Invitation for you to come into the kingdom of God and to enjoy the blessing of the kingdom of God.
邀请你进入到这个天国享受的福分。
God's grace is a free gift.
神的救赎，这个恩典是一个免费的礼物。
We accept it simply with faith.
我们只能够凭信心接受。
Trusting in the word of Jesus.
信靠耶稣口里面所讲的话。
Repenting and believing, and he will give life.
我们承认我们罪过，在他面前凭着信心，我们就能得蒙赦免。
And submitting our lives under his authority.
我们将我们生命是降服在他的权柄之下。
As simple as that.
就係咁簡單。
And the blessing of kingdom is yours to possess.
而呢個天國福分就係你所擁有。
And I invite you.
而我去對你每一個人作出呢個邀請。
Come into the kingdom of God.
進入呢個神嘅國度。
Trusting Jesus' promise.
信靠耶穌嘅應許。
We repent our sins.
我哋從我哋嘅罪回轉。
We come to Him in submission.
我们在祂面前降服祂的权
柄。We are in the kingdom of God.
我们就在神的国度里面。
Won't you accept that invitation?
你愿不愿意接受这个邀请?
Let's pray together.
我们一同低头祷告。
天父，我们感谢你今天给我们听见你天国降临在我们当中。
Father, we thank you that, you give us the message so that we heard the, kingdom of God is already among us.
给我们看见天国的祝福是每一个人到你面前接受你的都能够拥有得到。
You let us see that the blessing of the kingdom of God is open to everyone on earth.
感谢你给我们看见虚心在你面前的都能是第一步能够得到。
We praise you that you let us see that the poverty in spirit is the first step to receive this kingdom of God.
给我们看见天国的祝福是完全是按照你的恩典、你的赏赐。
And we give thanks to you that this kingdom of God is given to you, given to us by grace.
给我们看见我们需要用信心来接受。
And we need to take it with faith.
我们当中还有刚来听到的。
For among us there are who just start to listen to this gospel.
恳求神的灵在他们心中里面动工。
We pray that the Spirit will be moving them.
给他们能够听到真理，听到他们能够接受真理，接受耶稣。
Move them so that they will accept and understand and accept the truth.
这个是我们教会的信息。
This is the message of our church.
愿我们教会不停地宣讲耶稣基督的福音。
May you bless us to preach your gospel and only your gospel.
愿主耶稣的权柄、耶稣的能力在我们中间彰显出来。
We pray that the power and authority Jesus among us.
奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Amen.